Broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hey, good morning. It is Saturday, August 21st, 2010, and I want to warn you, this is the Golf Club. warning. We're around the world on the internet, on radiogolfclub.com, and of course in Hawaii on all of the islands. On all of the islands, there's a station broadcasting the Golf Club at this moment. But right now, the warning that I have for you on Oahu is the H1 westbound was shut down about 3 o'clock this morning, right by the Waimalu exit. Everyone had to take the Waimalu exit. So if you're going from town, let's say out to Coral Creek, Ko'olina, you need to get to Kapolei, or anywhere west of Pearl City, it's going to be rough because it's been shut down, H1 freeway westbound, since about 3 o'clock this morning. Oh, joining us so soon, Mr. Cotter. Mr. Andrew Cotter is on the line with us from the BBC. If you'll just give me a moment, Mr. Cotter, I'm going to let everybody know that you are my first guest, and we'll follow that with Ryan Ballengee from Waggle Room, and Birth, Golf, Death is joining us as well, Joseph Connick. But the reason why I'm on the air, the reason I'm able to do this show, the reason I can do this show is because of these people. These people make it possible. Star Protection. Get the star team on your property for foot patrol, building security, shopping centers. Call Star Protection. The Computer Doctor, a Mac, a PC, they'll come to your house or you can bring it in. The Computer Doctor is on call. Moon Physical Therapy, doctor recommended, insurance approved, whether you've been hurt, workman's comp, you're recovering from a major, let's say, heart surgery, and you need some sort of physical therapy. I tell you, I went there yesterday in their endless pool. It is fantastic. They achieve results at Moon Physical Therapy. Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing, air conditioning, excellent service. Expert knowledge, work and product you can depend on. That's Alakai Mechanical. And Floors of Hawaii, the only company that recycles carpet in Hawaii. Go green with Floors of Hawaii. That's flooring done right. All right. Welcome to the show, Andrew Cotter.
Sorry, first of all, I have to apologize for, I didn't realize I was on coughing around Hawaii and around the world, but, that was my entrance to Hawaiian radio, a massive cough. Excellent. So thank you very much indeed. What a star I am. This is the kind of person the BBC employs, someone who doesn't know the rules of broadcasting. Well done.
That's all right. Go clear your throat again.
I'm fine now. I'm good.
Oh, good. Okay, right. It's quite all right. You know, we kind of just wing it here. That's what this show is all about. See, I believe I've been in radio for way too long, and my whole philosophy, the reason I love doing this show, in addition to the fact that I love golf, is that it's radio. It's extemporaneous. We don't know what's going to happen next because I haven't met you before. You've
no.
never met me before.
We have met over the disturbing and wonderful world of Twitter, which is beyond me. But I'm getting used to it, and it opens up such amazing new possibilities, doesn't it?
It does. And it's back in the day before the internet and all that. There was you could telex somebody. You know, it was usually for shipping. You would telex a message back and forth. It wasn't supposed to be for communicating with someone. But I developed a relationship with the telex operator on Maui, and we would text one another. If my boss had found out, I probably would have been fired on the spot. But we had such a good time. Never met one another, had no idea what the other one looked like, and that's kind of what, you know, Twitter is. You get the person. You talk about things that you have in common, and it happens to be, in our case, golf. Now, you cover golf and rugby, and I got to bring this up because the Olympics coming up. This must be really, you've covered the Olympics.
I have. I was in Beijing last time, and obviously I'll be in London again in 2012. But the thing is, my two main sports are golf and rugby, as you said, and, you know, a summer sport and a winter sport in the UK. And then when the Olympics comes round, they give you another sport, an Olympic sport, because golf and rugby, well, golf and rugby sevens are going to be in the Olympics in 2016, but they're not there yet. So what did I do in 2008 in Beijing? Well, they gave me a sport that either no one else wanted or no one else was doing. So I was given two sports to do, and I'd like you to try and guess what sport. It began with a W, what sport I did, and you don't know what I look like, but I'm a fairly thin and scrawny looking individual, but what sport did they give me beginning with a W?
Weightlifting.
Weightlifting, spot on. There was I, sitting in the weightlifting hall in Beijing, describing giant Eastern Europeans and Asians lifting 3.5 tons above their body, and I sort of had a clue what was going on, but it was an experience.
I can just imagine. I mean, I did see you taking that helicopter ride.
Oh yes, that was great. We do that every year at the Open. Now we do a sort of little tour. We started at Turnberry, and we do a little tour of not just the course but the surrounding area to describe a little bit about the history, because the Open Championship is so much about the history as well, and the places they play are just full of history. I mean, St Andrews goes back to the 11th century, and so just to describe a little bit. But I'll tell you what, the day we went up to do the St Andrews filming, that was windy, so we were getting blown around like you wouldn't believe. It was good.
You handled it well. You did a great job. Outstanding. If you can, go online, go to BBC, and you'll find the clip, Andrew Cotter. Search Andrew Cotter, and then they'll have some clips, and you'll see this one. Very interesting. Not just the fact that you get to see St. Andrews from the air, which gives you a completely different vantage. You know, you see where the old settlements were. You know, so the ruins, if you will, fascinating.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and then Andrew will fill you in about the history of the site, and it's wonderful. It was that's what I want to bring up next. I was thinking about the difference about the Ryder Cup being played. Valhalla sounds so, you know, ancient, but it's not. You know, it's the U.S., right? I mean, nothing is ancient in the U.S.
Well, I mean, it's Valhalla. You know, that's the way the Ryder Cup's going now. I say unfortunately. They still play it at some good venues. It still goes in good atmosphere. But Valhalla, well, that was the base, you know, of the PGA. So that's why I went there, because they wanted to have it at their sort of home club, if you like. And at Celtic Manor for this year, well, that's because the chap who owns Celtic Manor, Terry Matthews, has basically said, I'm going to invest this much money in golf and in Wales, and if you'll bring it to my course. And it's not... Well, it certainly wasn't a great course. He's made it a lot better. He literally moved mountains. Because he did actually move a hill. He got rid of a hill and put it down in the course down in the valley now. And so money talks in the Ryder Cup. It's still a very, very good course, but there are so many more better courses in the UK and in Europe that could host the Ryder Cup, as there are better courses than Valhalla that could host the Ryder Cup in the US. But of course, you know, when it comes to the Ryder Cup, it's not just about what's the best course. It's about investment
and the investment. But what you just hit on something that is so keen, because of Whistling Straits. You know, the controversial, you know, Whistling Straits with all of those bunkers and you know, bunker gates and what have you, and the fact that Earth was moved. It was an airfield.
Well, I mean, exactly. It's remarkable. I mean, I wasn't there this year. I was there in 2004 when they first played it. And, you know, you look at the course and it's sort of 50, 60 feet above Lake Michigan. But then you look at the area just to the north of the course and just to the south of the course and it's flat. And you imagine the amount of earth that Herb Kohler had to move to make this. And, you know, he wanted to create a links course. Well, it's a spectacular looking course, but it's certainly no links course. And it's obviously not very natural at all. It's still a great course, but the bunkers thing, I mean, I remember walking around in 2004 and, you know, they said, well, there's 600, 700, 1,000 bunkers here. Well, they're little sort of patches of sand, and obviously that created a huge amount of trouble this year. But, you know, if we're talking about Dustin Johnson, then Dustin Johnson should have known the rules. And, you know, if you're standing in anything, whether it's trampled down by spectators inside or outside the ropes, if you're standing on something that's sandy and your ball is in something sandy, you should be, alarm bell should be going off in your head and thinking, can I ground my club here? And, you know, he should have known the rules, but he should have had his caddy should have also been aware of the situation. But I think both their brains were going at a 1,000 miles a second at that point.
Yes, and they were rather caught up in being so close to the spectators, I think. Most of these major events, everybody's kept a little bit further back.
Yeah.
You're not standing in people's debris, you know, cigarettes put out in the bunker, you know, cans, sandcastles. The whole scene is bizarre.
They called them waste areas when I was there, 6 years ago. They said that a lot of them are not bunkers, they're waste areas. But the same rule applies. But I suppose it was just a kind of blurring of the line. But, you know, if in any doubt at all, Dustin Johnson should have erred on the side of caution. And I think both Dustin Johnson and Bubba Watson, they're both very similar players, actually. They're both amazingly long hitters of the ball, you know, amazingly exciting players to watch, but, you know, you've got to have a cold clinical side to you as well, coming down the last few holes in majors and in major playoffs. And I'm not sure that either of those guys have it, but, I'd go out of my way to watch them play golf, and it'll be great to have them at the Ryder Cup.
Yes, it will. The Ryder Cup this year is extremely exciting because of the mix of players. People keep saying on Golf Channel and other places, isn't it fascinating how these guys are just coming out of nowhere, like Kevin Na, shooting a 61 after a 71, Arjun Atwal. Now, on any given Sunday, one of these global guys comes out of nowhere. Arjun Atwal has been working at this for a long time. I don't know if anybody's clued these guys in. Anybody watching the European Tour? These men are very, very, very good players, as we've seen at three of the four majors this year.
Yeah, well, there's so much depth in golf now. That's the thing. I mean, you know, it used to be that maybe 20 or 30 guys could win every week. Now, you know, you could have anybody within the top 500 in the world win a tournament if they have a good putting week. I mean, that's often what it just comes down to, who's got the hottest putter. I think the equipment has leveled things out for a lot of players and equalized, you know, sort of leveled the field a little bit, because there doesn't seem to be such a huge gulf between the very top players and someone who's ranked 1,000th in the world now, you know. So, anybody can come through and win on any given week, but it's consistency of winning. And, the interesting thing for the European team in the Ryder Cup now is, you know, a couple of weeks ago it was looking very strong, and Captain Monty had just about everybody who he wanted in his top nine places and had sort of three wild cards ready for Justin Rose, perhaps Patrick Hanks, or whatever. But guys have dropped out, and other big names are going to drop out. I mean, the situation in the Czech Open at the moment in the Czech Republic is that Peter Hansen, a Swede, is four shots clear going into the final round, and then you've got Simon Dyson as well, the Englishman, who's in second place. And both these guys could move up into the automatics selection and knock Paul Casey out. Now, Paul Casey has decided he's not going to play this week. He's just going to take the week off, and then he's not going to be playing at Glen Eagles, you know, in the final event in Scotland. So how much do these guys want the Ryder Cup? So Monty suddenly has only got three wildcard picks for maybe five big names.
We're going to come back right after this and talk about that. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
Summer is coming. Whether you're in an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from design to installation to preventative maintenance of your AC system so that it operates more efficiently. Alakai's world-class technicians use only quality components to keep you cool. Protect your investment. From window units to chiller plants across Hawaii, call Alakai Mechanical. Keeping Hawaii cool. Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results. We are proud to support our armed forces and their families for your sacrifice for our country. Whether you are Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, or Coast Guard, we appreciate the hard work and dedication of our servicemen and women. From Hawaii's shores, across the Pacific, and around the world, you help keep America the land of the free and the home of the brave. Your service to our country has never been more important. Whether you are serving now or in the past, From all of us at Floors of Hawaii, we salute you. Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. We're talking with Mr. Andrew Cotter of the BBC, covers golf and rugby, played golf, too. Let me see now. You have a degree in French and philosophy? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I think a degree in French and philosophy, it's a degree for people who don't really know what they want to do. So I did French because I thought I might attract girls, and philosophy to try and make myself seem a bit deeper to the girls. Neither of those things seem to work, so that's what, you know, I just did. Yeah, you know.
Oh,
but, you know, I was no great shakes as a golfer. I played for Scottish schools, and that was about it. So I hope that far better at talking about the game than I am playing it. So.
Oh, you're a pleasure talking about the game. You're wonderful. And this is where you really have to help me because, you know, I can look at the U.S. points, Ryder Cup point list and go, oh, yeah, okay, I got Phil Mickelson, Hunter Mahon, Bubba Watson, Jim Furyk, Steve Stricker, Dustin Johnson, Jeff Overton, Matt Kuchar, and Anthony Kim didn't make the cut this weekend. Not good. Mm. Lucas Glover, Zach Johnson, Tiger Woods, number one player. Wonder if he'll make the team. Bo Van Pelt. A lot of people would like to see Bo there. Then I go over to the European, and then I see two different options. I've got the European World Team standings, and then I've got the European Ryder Cup point list.
Yeah.
World Ryder Cup point list. The only thing
you want me to explain this, do you? You don't. Right. Well, I mean, basically, they split it into two. It used to be all done on the European money list, but more and more European players were going to play in the PGA Tour in the United States, so they realized that they couldn't just do it on the European list. But they wanted to keep some loyalty to the European Tour, so they wanted to have people able to qualify through the European Tour money list and through the world rankings.
Wow.
So it's effectively done that way, and I can't really explain it any beyond that.
Yeah,
but there are four taken from the world rankings, and four taken from the European Tour, five taken from the European Tour, and then three more taken from the, you know, as wild cards by Montgomery. It is complicated, but it's all going to work out in the end, I promise.
Well, the four that are obviously Lee Westwood, Rory McIlroy, Martin Kamer, and Graham McDowell.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, they're in the team already. Westwood obviously injured, the slight concern with his calf injury.
Yes.
McIlroy, fantastic player. Kamer, US PGA champion. McIlroy so close to McDowell, US Open champion. Great, they're in there. Poulter is going to be in there as well. He doesn't really have to worry, although he's been ill recently, not playing particularly well. So,
yeah.
So Ian Poulter needs to get some form back. I think Ross Fisher is just about safe as well, as is, I think, Francesco Molinari, one of the great Molinari brothers, who are both playing fantastic golf this season. But Jimenez, who's played in a few Ryder Cups before, great experience, he's not yet safe, although he's lying in second place in the Czech Republic at the moment, so I think he's going to cement his place over this weekend. But then, as I said, Paul Casey might drop out. Below that, you've got Padraig Harrington, Luke Donald, Justin Rose. You know, these guys are also, you're going to have to rely on wild cards, so it's a sticky situation for Montgomery now, because it did look as if his team was shaping up wonderfully well, but then some of the big names decided not to play in Europe over the next couple of weeks, so it's
those are big names.
Not as good as it was.
Yeah, those are big names to be entering around as wild cards. Paul Casey is one of the best match players in the world.
Well, I think Paul Casey has it in his mind that he will be a wild card if he doesn't make it automatically. So, you know, he's just backing his track record and his, as you said, his match play state. He's a great match player. He's going to make a sack full of birdies. So, yeah, I think he's probably going to be picked. But, you know, I think players should be showing some commitment to come over and play in Scotland in the final event. As Montgomery said, he thought players should as well, but, you know, most of them are chasing the sort of FedEx dollar over there in the States as well. So it's a big conflict.
Yeah, he kind of backed down on his, you will all be at Glen Eagles, otherwise I won't.
Yeah, Montgomery's a very nice guy, but the trouble is he loves to talk, and he'll tie himself in knots by contradicting himself. You know, so at the start of the season he'll say one thing, and then at the, you know, later on he'll end up saying another thing. So it's unfortunate.
Yes. Now, you know, what's also unfortunate is a bit of a mess he's got himself into, and I know you probably, I'm not sure, you're standing on UK soil, so you probably...
Yes, I am. I'm sitting in London, so there are injunctions on top of injunctions on top of injunctions. I don't think I'm even allowed to talk about the injunctions, so
right.
There we go.
So you just, so don't talk, and I'll just, you know, because I'm not there, and...
You can just speculate, and I'll make non-committal noises.
Yes. Well, there's a question about, you know, his fidelity, infidelity, and so there's rumors about... Yes. And all these things are happening in his life, you know. Yes,
how do you like my non-committal noises?
Non-committal noises, they're very good, very good. And I, you know, I've got to tell you, I love talking to you. It brings out in me, I'm Nisei, which is, means I'm first generation. My dad came from England to America to seek fame and fortune, you know, back in the 50s. That's what they did, you know. They wanted to come to the great new world and break out on their own and make their money. He brought his bride, and I was born here, and so I have lots of family in England, in London, Highgate.
Highgate, very nice. You've come from very good stock, Highgate.
My aunt married well. But with Colin, you know, being in the sticky situation that he's in, there was talk about he wouldn't command respect from the rest of the players.
I think there is a grain of truth in that. I think he will always command respect for his playing record. I mean, ignore the fact that he didn't win a major. He was so close on so many occasions. For winning 8 Order of Merits in Europe, he was the king of players over here. And so nearly the king of players at a couple of US Opens, the USPGA, in fact, 3 US Opens where he was runner-up. You know, he's a great player. So that will always command respect. I think they respect him as a sort of father figure on the European Tour, but I don't know. I think a lot of players will not be bothered at all by what goes on in another player or a captain's private life, because everyone has private lives, and you know, saying this is going on in members of the team, but I mean, everybody out on tour has certain parts of their life that they would like to keep private. So, I think let he is without sin cast the first stone. I'm not sure. I think the players would rather just concentrate on the golf, and I think it'll come down to that. And on the golf side of things, they certainly do respect Monty.
Yes, and I think that came out in the conversation that I heard Darren Clark. You know, he was asked, should Tiger Woods be on the U.S. team? And he said it would be a very strange Ryder Cup if the world's number one weren't in.
Well, you can't not pick Tiger Woods. You can't not pick the world number one. Okay, he's not playing like the world number one at the moment, but Corey Pavin could not pick Tiger Woods. Now, if Tiger Woods were then to say, actually, I don't want to play, that would be a different matter, that I don't feel that I'm going to contribute to the team. But he's not going to do that, because that would be seen as probably being unpatriotic. I mean, you know, so he will pick him, and Tiger Woods will play. Whether he will add anything to the team, I'm not sure, because, you know, they played so well without him in Kentucky a couple of years ago. So, and it's never been his favorite event, Tiger. I think he'll come over, he'll put up with a bit of ribbing probably from some of the spectators, but he's come to expect that, and his skin is thick enough, I think.
Yeah, you guys are good at that, aren't you?
Well, I think in Wales at the start of October, a few beers down, it might be part of it, but I don't think Tiger enjoys the Ryder Cup, but he'll get through it. I mean, he's look after himself.
Yeah, and Colin will probably get his, you know, after what he had to put up with, was it in 1999?
Well, Monty put up with, at every U.S. major he went to throughout the 90s when he was in his pomp, he put up with, you know, a huge amount of heckling. He brought a lot of it on himself because of the way he acted, but he put up with a huge amount of heckling because of the way he looked, the way he acted, you know, so... So Monty knows exactly the heckling, but he will make sure, he will actually, I'm sure if Tiger Woods plays, and he will play, I'm sure that Monty will say, you know, we will play this in the spirit that it was meant to be played. And you know, to 99.99999% of the fans will do that.
Excellent. I've got to ask you one more question before I've taken so much more of your time than I said I would, and I really appreciate it. You're a delight to talk with. the LET, the Ladies European Tour.
Yes.
A lot of the women on that tour would like to have more opportunities to play on the LPGA Tour.
Mm.
Do you, Yes.
Well, the standard of golf in the Ladies European Tour is probably a long way behind the standard in the LPGA Tour. So, I'm sure they would like to play. But I mean, if you compare the men's game, the European Tour and the PGA Tour, they are actually of a pretty similar standard. But it's not that way comparing the Ladies European Tour to the LPGA Tour. And there is nowhere near the same amount of money and sponsorship on the LET that there is in the LPGA. So. Anybody who wants to move from the Ladies European Tour to the LPGA is going to have to usually go through a sort of qualifying system and really commit to it, like players such as Karen Stupples have done. I know Karen well, and she's obviously done well on both sides of the Atlantic. So it can be done, but it's a far bigger step to go from the LET to the LPGA than it is to go from the European Tour to the PGA Tour.
And I was just curious, because there's been some criticism of the LPGA for not making it easier for LET players to get in and play the events. So I was just curious.
No, I think I'm not sure if that criticism's fair. I think it's fair enough for the LPGA to be, to make things slightly more difficult for LET members to get over there, because they have to earn their way over. There shouldn't be a gateway, because as I said, there is a big step up in standards, I think, between the LET and the LPGA.
Excellent. Anything on your mind that I didn't let you talk about?
No, I'm going out for a wild night in London now. So
wild night? Well, let's go. Okay.
Okay.
So something's working with the girls then.
Well, no. Yes, I like to think so. All right.
All right.
You have Danielle, thank you very much.
Aloha. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club. Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991, guarding your business, buildings, and retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. You can join the Star Team. We're looking for a few good men and women. Call Star Protection Agency at 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Need a good plumber 24/7? Alakai Mechanical has the best, from design to installation to maintenance. If you need more than a quick fix, get it repaired by the team at Alakai Mechanical. Whether you're in a home, restaurant, office building, or shopping center, your plumbing has to work. Alakai's world-class plumbing technicians use quality parts to keep your water and sewer lines working properly. Protect your investment. Licensed and insured. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. Your plumbers on call.
When you walk into your office or get up in the morning, what's the first thing you do? Turn on your computer and check your mail. Oh no, what does that mean? The hard drive can't be located. Whether it's a PC or Mac, desktop, laptop, network, whatever your problem, call the computer doctor on Nimitz Highway next to Eagle Cafe. Bring it in or call for an on-site appointment. The computer doctor is there to get you back up and running fast. When you need service or want the right new computer, call 532-7213. The computer doctor is on call.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. Hawaii's men are out of the picture this weekend, so it's up to the women. And on the PGA Tour, Dean Wilson, of course, he's hoping to earn his PGA Tour card back or at least get a two-year exemption. Didn't make a cut at the Wyndham Championship in Greensboro. This is the last event before the FedEx Cup race begins. His 70 and 69 just didn't keep pace with that 3-under cut line. I mean, that's amazing the way they're playing. The leaders, India's Arjun Atwal and Nashville's Brent Snedeker, 12 under going into day three. Atwal shot a 61, Snedeker a 63, and then Kevin Na of South Korea followed his 71 yesterday with a 61 today, temporarily putting him up in a tie for first place. Of course, the leaders haven't gone off yet and started to play, but they will be soon. Dean is still above the 125 number on the money list going into the FedEx Cup final events. If he is in the top 125, He'll play next weekend at the Barclays, assuming, but so far nothing's changed, you know, looking at the different numbers. After that, the top 100 go on to play the Deutsche Bank, and then it gets cut down to 70, and then it gets cut down to the final 30. John Daly made it to the weekend. Remember, he had that shoulder thing going on. He says he's still rehabbing his shoulder. It was a torn rotator cuff. Must have been just a torn rotator cuff. I'm not sure you could shoot a 68 the next week. But he's also committing to play in Australia again. So that's good to see. So John Daly is in this weekend with his 68s. Parker McLaughlin, congratulations to his wife, Christy. She did all the work. She gave birth to their first child, a daughter, last Wednesday. He hasn't played since withdrawing from the Reno Tahoe Open to be home with his wife before she gave birth. And so he's a dad now, and he's taking some time off from golf. On the LPGA Tour, that's a whole different story. We got two girls in, Hawaii's Michelle Wee, of course, and amateur and University of Tulsa's Christina Merkel, playing in the Safeway Classic presented by Coca-Cola. Now, Christina was even after 8, had a real tough back 9 after that, and, she was very upset with herself. She really shouldn't be. She's doing so well. I mean, she met Laura Davies, and she's meeting all these very, very powerful female figures that she's been looking up to her entire life. That in itself, you know, you take your game with you, and then you come up against these huge, huge personalities. It's a marvel. So I am really proud of her. She's playing right now, and we're just to watch. Just knowing that she's in this event is huge. Congratulations to Phil Amamisu. He won the senior flight for the second straight year, rounds of 74, 73. For his 36-hole total, 147. Tying for second place was the 2008 senior champ Gary Kong, 80 and 76, and Paul Kimura with rounds of 79 and 77 came in third, and David Kochi captured the net senior championship with his 73-72 net total. David Fink, the reigning Manoa Cup champion, had a 5-under par 66. He has a one-stroke lead. That 66 was only good for a one-stroke lead heading into the final round. David's round featured 8 birdies, but 3 bogeys. And it was a very windy day. Did you notice that yesterday? The winds came howling down the valleys. Sure enough, at Oahu Country Club, David was 3-under for 36 holes, 139. He leads David Saka by a shot and Jared Sawada, the first round leader, by 2. And they'll be teeing off around noon today. So if you'd like to get up to the Oahu Country Club and check out all the action, that's going to get underway soon. Ai Miyazato, she said she tweaked her game a little bit and she was really feeling good. Oh, my goodness. She's going to be dangerous. She shot a 6-under 66, speaking of 66s. And Teresa Liu and Ji Young Lee shot 67s. So right now, it's interesting. Shooting up the leaderboard is Ji Young Oh. She had a 74 yesterday, but through 10 holes today, she's 6-under. So she's certainly making up for that 74. I guess when she had the 74, she said, I'm not going to play that way. I'm going to go out and grip it and rip it. And Christina Merkel right now is 2-over for her round, which probably makes her very unhappy. But I'm so proud. She's doing such a great job. She's doing a great job, and she needs to remember that she is playing with some of the top women. She's playing with the top women, not just some of them. Now, here's a name that you haven't heard for a while. She must have been really working on her game. She used to play for Turtle Bay. Dorothy De La Sin had a 70, and she is at the top of the leaderboard. Of course, she has not teed off yet for her second round. Christy Kerr is also tied for 16th. We have Julie Engster tied for 8 with G.I. Shin. So it's interesting to see all of the Anna Nordqvist, Suzanne Pedersen, tied for 22nd with Morgan Pressel, and then tied for 32nd, Sophie Gustafsson. And looking for Michelle Wee, Laura Davis is also tied for 32nd. huge leaderboard here. Very tight. A lot of room for these girls to move today. Kari Webb tied for 32nd. Big tie for 32nd here with Michelle Wee shooting a 72, also tied for 32nd. So we'll see how they go off today. It's going to be great. It's some very interesting stuff. If you would like to play, if you're a guy, if you're a lady, and you're over 50, the Hawaii Golf Senior Open at Waikele is on again this year, September 13th and 14th. Golfers 50 and older qualify as of September 12th. So you can be a young 50. It's not fair, is it, all those people who are born early in the year? They always seem to have the advantage. Well, no, so this time it's your advantage. As you get older, it changes. So if you're 50 on the 12th, you can play in the Waikele Country Club Hawaii Golf Senior Open. The entry is 150 for amateurs, and the entry deadline is September 1st. There are sponsorships available. The amateurs will be playing from the white tees. So there's also a skins game available by flight, net for amateur flights. So lots of different ways to play and have some fun. And this is all the Hawaii Golf Senior Open. Give Norm Gunther a call, 625-9860. We're hoping to have Ryan Ballingy from SB Nation Waggle Room on with us now. Are you there, Ryan?
I am, Danielle. How are you?
Excellent. Good to hear your voice. We were going to be together last weekend, and then something came up. You had to pick somebody up. Life happens. You know,
it does, but we got plenty to talk about now, don't we?
Don't we? My goodness. And it's. I really feel bad for Martin Kamer. This young man plays brilliant golf, and all we're talking about is a bunker that wasn't a bunker, that didn't seem like a bunker, but was a bunker, and whether or not Dustin Johnson should have read that memo. They put those memos out for a reason. Give us your take on that.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately for Dustin Johnson, the ultimate responsibility lies on him. He made the mistake. For whatever I think about the local rule that any piece of sand is a bunker and how ridiculous it is, that was the rule, and all the players should have been aware of that rule. And even though Dustin Johnson said he didn't read the sheet, I'm sure he was aware of that possibility. But in the heat of the moment, he nor his caddy really decided that was something they should consider, and I think that cost them a shot at the playoffs. And that's not to say that Dustin Johnson would have won the playoffs. He could have lost to Kiemer and or Watson in a three-hole playoff, and then we would have just said, oh well, Kiemer is the PGA champion, and kudos to him.
Yes, and what was incredibly disappointing about that ruling, about his mistake, about whatever you, I know there are a lot of people who think it was absolutely irresponsible on the part of the people running the event, on the part of the walking marshal, on the part of the rules officials, to allow the spectators to stand in a bunker. I mean, where do you ever see that? Do you ever see that in any other event?
You don't. And I think that's what threw Dustin Johnson off, because if you and I were just playing Whistling Straits and there weren't 50,000 people standing around, then we would see that for what it is. We would see it. It is a bunker. I mean, it's a big heaping blob of sand. That's a bunker. And unfortunately for Johnson, there were 15 to 20 people flanking the bunker in it, standing in it, to not give the indication to him that there was a whole lot more bunker there than that small piece of ground that was cleared for his ball when it landed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if the PGA of America had done a better job of trying to keep fans out of those bunkers, then Dustin Johnson would have made the
certainly
mistake.
Can't go through all 44 points. You'd be a...
I'm not sure where that came from, but I apologize.
That's okay. I made my point.
absolutely. It's just the whole idea that you can stand in a bunker is... It doesn't make sense.
And the crazy thing is that the PGA of America's website during the championship had a picture, you know, a nice cute picture of kids playing in one of the bunkers. Like it was a sand, like a sandbox.
Exactly.
That's not okay. That's a golf tournament. You don't let kids play in the sandbox. I'm sorry. That's not okay.
No, and I can imagine that, you know, it was Dustin Johnson walking up into this group of people. I mean, he's literally, it's like you're walking into a party that's happening. There's a party happening over here. My ball happens to be there, and I'm going to go, hey, guys, how are you doing? Excuse me.
Right. I mean, there were beer cans and bottles and stuff all thrown on the ground. I mean, it was more like a waste zone, you know, from a college party than it was a golf tournament.
Yeah, yeah. And then, so I found it very sloppy. Sloppy on the part of everyone. Sloppy, you know, the fact that he did not read the memo, the fact that the caddy didn't catch it, the fact that the PGA of America, the standard bearer of all the rules and how an event should be played, all of these, all sloppy, sloppy, sloppy. And the question is, you know, is Whistling Straits built as a place? Because the man who put the money out for it said, I want to have major championships played here. I want this to be a championship course. I am willing to do just about anything to make it a championship course. And the PGA of America said, yes, you know, your money is welcome.
I think the PGA of America was looking for its signature course. And they found it in Whistling Straits because it's a unique golf course. Unfortunately, the uniqueness of it caught them in this situation.
Mm.
And they've made the commitment to go back to it in 2015 for the PGA Championship and 2020 for the Ryder Cup. And so there's going to be at least two more instances in which this kind of vagary presents itself as a potential challenge to the field and to the PGA of America. And I think after that, then maybe they want to reevaluate the situation.
Don't you think they should reevaluate the way it's handled now? I mean, before these major events are played at Whistling Straits, I think changes need to be made about the way they set up the course. They need to make it very clear what is part of the course. You know, rope it off. Put the ropes out there.
Right. I mean, it unfortunately, they're going to say that they need to make money. They need to have people be able to access the golf course. And they're not willing to take a stance that they're going to need to be able to budge on that, because otherwise there aren't as many people that can come watch the tournament or stand on 18, and they don't want that. People paid good money to be able to do this and attend this golf tournament. So I think in the end it costs them a kind of give and take between fairness to the players and fairness to their bottom line. And costing themselves money if they do it the right way, which would be to make sure fans can't stand in bunkers that could potentially be in play. That said, Dustin Johnson shouldn't have hit his tee shot 60 yards offline in the last hole of a major championship. If he'd never done it, we wouldn't have had this.
I know. But it certainly took the wind out of the sails. You know, it was like, oh, we're going to have a three-way playoff. This is so exciting. This is like, it was so much drama leading up. You know, and all of a sudden, it's like, oh, no, sorry, he's not in. It was like, what? What?
And what would have happened had he actually made the up and down? Because the shot that he hit was incredible. If he had made that up and down, it would have been the biggest travesty since, well, it is anyway, since Roberto DiVincenzo, but it would have been even more so because of the magnitude of that up and down. So it would have been broadcast to the world to see that this guy got an amazing up and down that would have gone down as one of the all-world pars forever, and that to just be stripped of the title. And then what would you have done? You would have had to have the playoff anyway to determine the actual champion. It would have been a way bigger debacle, but...
We're going to come back right after this. We're talking with Ryan Ballingy, Waggle Room at SB Nation. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results. We are proud to support our armed forces and their families for your sacrifice for our country. Whether you are Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, or Coast Guard, we appreciate the hard work and dedication of our servicemen and women. From Hawaii's shores, across the Pacific, and around the world, you help keep America the land of the free and the home of the brave. Your service to our country has never been more important. Whether you are serving now or in the past, from all of us at Floors of Hawaii, we salute you. Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. Corey Pavin was talking about all of the fabulous things that he's got going on in trying to make his choices for the Ryder Cup. And, of course, everybody wants, what was up with that Golf Channel reporter and Corey Pavin? I mean, that was, I'm going to get you, is what he said, something like that. The Golf Channel reporter said he was, you know, he was quoting Pavin correctly when he said Pavin was definitely going to give Tiger Woods a position on the team. And then Pavin says, I never said that. And the Golf Channel reporter challenges him and says, wow, that, to me, that was a very strange interaction.
Yeah, it's Jim Gray is one of those guys who has had a lot of high profile interview jobs in his life, and most recently before this, he was a part of LeBron James' decision special infomercial, whatever you want to call it. And he has a reputation for being a very aggressive interviewer. He also has a reputation for phrasing questions in a way to get the answer that he wants from his subject.
Uh-huh.
And I honestly feel in this situation that Pavin probably was either taken out of context or something to that regard, or Gray asked him a question that wasn't direct enough to be construed as will you or will you not pick Tiger for the team, but probably some circumvented way of getting the answer. And Gray's a smart guy, and he probably said, well, I've got my answer. It's, you know, it's on the record, therefore I'm going to run with it.
Okay.
And then I'm cynical about Jim Gray's reporting because of what he has been a part of in the past. And I've made a couple of contacts with Corey's camp and said, did this really happen? Because it struck me as ridiculous that he would say this just so directly, even if it's going to happen in a few weeks, that he would do this now before September 7th. And you know, the response back to me that evening was no, he did not say that. I mean, it came at 2 in the morning. And then the next morning he did a tweet maybe about an hour after we posted that Corey didn't say what he said or was misquoted to Jim Gray, and then the firestorm started.
Yeah, and boy, was it. It's very important for people to know that when we say you can't always believe what you read, and that's why. I mean, there are people who are, they're not honest in the way that they want to have a breaking story. They want to have the first word on something, and as you said, they'll phrase a question or they'll get a sound bite, as we say in the business, or a quote in print that they can use if they just take off the front words and the back, or just the way it's asked, as you mentioned. So that's why you have to be very careful when you read something, to know the person who wrote it and have some experience with that person. It's dangerous out there.
And I think the giveaway for me that kind of heightened my cynicism about it was the quote itself on Golf Channel's website, which was heavily bracketed, which if you ever if you're not an avid reader or you don't pay too much attention to quotes, if words are in brackets, those are inserted by the writer. And if you insert those words in there, plus whatever's after it, it's not a full quote. It's putting it into additional context. And in that case, with that many words, the more words in brackets, the more you know it's likely taken out of context.
Uh-huh. That's very good. Thank you very much. I mean, a lot of people don't know that. You know, they don't understand the different ways you can manipulate and the different ways you can write something and make it look like the way you want it to look. You know, I think it was you and I, we were talking about this question. How long would Stevie Williams stick around with Tiger Woods? Because he's a star in New Zealand. He doesn't need to be carrying Tiger Woods' bag. It's not something that's, right? He's got plenty of his own money.
And he said it's his last bag. And I believe him in that regard. I mean, this is his career-defining bag. And once it goes away, what's he going to settle for?
Right.
So I think he just goes home to his farm and his race cars, and that's the end of it for him. And we see him golf in the sunset.
Yeah, and he said just on Wednesday, I think it was, that despite all the speculation that their 11-year association would be over because Tiger isn't doing so well, he said, I'm sure if there was going to be some sort of parting of the ways, I'd be the first to know. And from my point of view, I don't see any chance of that happening. So maybe, he says, they were really good friends. He and Tiger are good friends. They've been through some very difficult times. But at the end of the day, Tiger Woods is Tiger Woods. He's won 14 majors, 71 PGA Tour events, regardless of what's gone on. You can't take that away from the guy. And he's going to be on his bag. I think that's, it's interesting that but CV does comment. What have you heard in the back room?
Well, I think there's been a lot of speculation, and some of it's been directed towards me, and I've kind of filtered some of it myself about Stevie and Tiger's relationship. There's chatter on the PGA Tour almost on nearly a weekly basis that changes are coming to Tiger's camp, and I always, again, go back to how I read things. And if someone comes out and says, my job's secure, how many times does it happen that your job is not secure? If a politician or a public figure comes out and says, I didn't do anything wrong, how often does it come out that they actually did do something wrong? So you kind of have to have a healthy cynicism about it. That said, at the same time, Stevie's been tremendously loyal to Tiger over the years. He has made a few blips where he speaks out, including this season when he said that he was enraged about what Tiger did and that he had no knowledge of it.
Yep.
But then come back with this quote story to say where we're good friends and we know each other really well. We've been through tough times. So I don't know what to believe about Stevie. Does he not really know anything of what happened and was just as surprised as all of us? Or did he have a good idea of what was happening all along and his job was totally secure because he kept his yap shut?
I love how you put things. You put it, yes, he kept his yap shut. And then to Tiger, that was very important. That told him who his true friends were. Those who
if that's the case, I think so. I think then Stevie's got a job for life. And if Stevie knew and never said anything and just kind of let it all filter out, and then Tiger gave him the pass to say, you can be mad at me in public, and we'll just keep it between us, and that's the end of it.
We're giving away a trip to Maui, so I'm going to kind of like take a break from us talking about golf, and I want you to think about what is your hot button today. I mean, if you were going to sit down and write a blog right now, or you've written one for this morning that I haven't seen, SB Nation, Wacko Room, we're going to talk about that right after. I got to get a qualifier. This is a 5-night stay at the Outrigger Napili Shores. You're going to fly there on Gull Mokulele. So if you got to Oahu from anywhere around the world, from Oahu, your trip to Maui would be taken care of by Gull Mokulele. You will get a Hertz rent-a-car for 6 days on Maui. You will play at Ka'anapali. you will go to the opening ceremony of the Aloha Team Classic, and then you'll go to the closing dinner of the Aloha Team Classic. That is a tournament to raise money for Maui Youth Charities, okay? You can sign up and play in the Aloha Team Classic. Kim Welsh is going to be here, and she's going to play in the Aloha Team Classic, and there'll be lots of LPGA players in the Aloha Team Classic. They'll be doing clinics, and you'll just have a whole lot of fun. So sign up to play, because when you do, it's not one round of golf. No, it's you play the Kapalua Plantation course, you play the Kapalua Bay course, you play the Ka'anapali Kings course, you play all the major courses where major events are held on Maui, or have been held on Maui. Okay? So that's the Aloha Team Classic. Now, what we're doing is we're qualifying people to win. We're going to draw the winner, the second winner. We only have the first winner, but our second winner is on September 11th, Saturday, September 11th. So if you are the 18th caller right now at 808-296-5467, you will be today's first qualifier. We'll get the second one later in the show. And then on the 11th, we'll draw the winner, and you will be one of the few people qualified to win that fabulous trip. That's to Maui. Five nights at the Outrigger and Upili Shores, and 6 days with a Hertz rent-a-car, and flying over on Gomokulele. It's fabulous. And playing at Ka'anapali, even if you don't enter the event. So just call now, because they're right now, the phone lines are open. Don't you love that phrase? The phone lines are open. Call now. Yes. We don't ever actually close the phone line, so you can call now. Ryan Ballingy is SB Nation Waggle Room, and he writes a lot of different things. Let's play and decide who our captain picks would be for the Ryder Cup. That was one of your articles that you wrote about just recently, right? Yesterday, I think it was.
That came out.
Yeah. Now, Ricky Fowler got a little bit of a nudge, wink, wink from somebody to the captain. You should be thinking about, was that Phil Mickelson?
It was Phil Mickelson.
Okay. Do you think that'll hold any weight with Corey Pavin?
Well, it was interesting because a lot of the reaction towards it, whether or not Tiger's going to be a captain's pick was, wouldn't NBC be mad? Wouldn't the PGA of America be mad? Wouldn't the sponsors be mad if Tiger wasn't picked, because ratings typically drop when Tiger doesn't play? So I asked Paul Ezinger, how much influence do those factors have on who you pick for the captain selection? He said, none. It is me and the players who are already on the team who have any influence whatsoever on that decision. Phil Mickelson has a big influence.
Yes, because you just said me and the players.
Right.
So if Phil Mickelson wants somebody, he is the top-ranked person right now on the team. If Phil wants Ricky, then that'll have a substantial impact. So if the other guys want Tiger to be on, then Corey will more than likely want Tiger to be there too.
And I would think that if Phil were going to make his picks, he would go with Ricky because he likes Ricky. And he probably also suggests Sean O'Hare because he took Sean O'Hare under his wing during the President's Cup last year, and so did Fred Couples, and so did even Michael Jordan, who was there. But I think that's one of those guys that also needs to kind of be cultivated, and Mickelson sees himself now at this stage of his career as a guy who can do that and raise the confidence level of these guys in these major stages. And I have a feeling those might be two guys that get picked for captain's picks.
Now, how about Zach Johnson?
I would go with Zach Johnson because he's a great putter, and birdies are what win match play more than anything else. It's good, especially with the way that the Europeans are going to set up Celtic Manor. They're going to set it up so that it favors birdies. And I have a feeling that Zach Johnson's one of those guys who could really help out a power driver who could get the ball bombed out there as long as possible, especially in that alternate shot format. And he can lock up a lot of pars, and then on other holes, he can lock up a lot of birdies. He's a perfect team competition guy.
Okay. Ricky Barnes? You would pick Ricky Barnes?
I like Barnes, and this is the one where the most people have gone, you would pick Barnes? And and I say that because, not because he's got a quirky swing, and that's the common reason people don't like is because he's got a quirky swing, and they go, oh, it'll fall apart. The guy's had a great year. I mean, he deserves a reward for such great play in 2010. He's been there so consistently this year, probably the most consistent American in terms of week-to-week play over the course of the season, save for the last couple of weeks. So he deserves some credit for the kind of year he's had.
A lot of people say, I mean, I have one person who really wants Bo Van Pelt.
I like Bo Van Pelt. It's a career year for him. He's had a nice season, and he does have kind of that B-plus level of every major skill that you need. But is it okay to pick a guy who's just kind of good at everything? I don't know.
Well, he's number 13. He's number 13. He's not that far down.
That's true, but Jeff Overton didn't win anything, and he got himself one of the team. So
okay.
If you're going to pick somebody who's pretty good at everything, then pick the guy who's the better guy pretty good at everything, which is Jeff Overton. He's on the team. So I would leave Bo Van Pelt off, but that's just me.
Okay. All right. Now, when you talk about match play, it's a whole different ballgame than stroke play. And some of the fiercest players in match play include Tiger Woods. You don't think this will bring out the best of his game?
The thing about Tiger Woods is he's really great at singles match play, one-on-one. He's 3-1 career in the Ryder Cup singles match play. But his overall record is 10-13-2, so that leads you to believe that he's 7-10-2,
mm-hmm.
or 7-12-2, excuse me, in non-singles matches. So effectively, if you pick Tiger Woods, you're probably going to get 1 point, guaranteed, because he's going to win a singles match. So are you willing to take the gamble that he'll win? He has like a 35 to 40% chance of getting you points in other matches that you put him in, or would you have somebody out there who's a little bit better at those team matches?
And that's why we heard him laughing when he said, pick me for the Ryder Cup and save me for the singles matches. And then he laughed. Did you hear that?
Yeah, and it's because he knows it's true. He
yes.
knows his record in the Ryder Cup, and he doesn't really give much for the Ryder Cup. He's known not to like these kinds of competitions, but it's because he's Tiger Woods that he participates, and it would be ridiculous if he didn't. This kind of gives him an opportunity to just kind of sit it out and not have to deal with it.
And not have to deal with whether or not he performs up to what our expectations will be.
Right. In his career, the Americans have been terrible at the Ryder Cup. So, I mean, he's notoriously been a part of beatdowns on American and European soil. I mean, if you get beat enough times, you kind of lose interest.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that's happening with watching Tiger for U.S. fans. I'm not sure that the sponsors will be all that upset if he's not playing well to have him in there. You know, it's like, or do we like to watch him fall apart? Will the sponsors want him to be, falling apart?
I don't think the ratings from this year show that people like to watch Tiger stink. They weren't very good for the PGA Championship. They weren't very good at all for Bridgestone. So I don't think people enjoy watching Tiger struggle. They just want to watch him win.
Yeah. And speaking of winning, Caroline Zane, I hope you're the winner. Right now you're the qualifier. You have to swap meet. Cool. She's at the stadium, the Aloha Stadium swap meet. And she called in. She qualified. You're the qualifier, Carolyn. Thank you for listening to the Golf Club at the swap meet this morning. So I asked you the question. If you were to write something, what's on your mind?
The thing that's interested me lately is the ball test from the USGA. It's the last thing I wrote about on Friday, I think. The USGA had last Monday, a tournament after a tournament on the Canadian Tour where they took 24 guys and they gave them what they asked the manufacturers to produce, what they call a limited flight ball or tournament ball, which would fly 10 to 20% less than your golf ball would today. And they had these guys play a tournament with it and see how things went. And it was kind of done in secret. The Winnipeg newspaper got caught wind of it and had mentioned it, and then it just kind of fell flat to the ground because it was in a Winnipeg paper, so nobody pays attention to Winnipeg.
Oh, and bummer.
but we caught it, and Jeff Shackelford, who's another great blogger, caught it.
Yep.
And so we paid attention to this, and Jeff did a great job of going out and trying to connect with the players that participated. And all of them signed a non-disclosure agreement to never tell anything to anybody about this, but through friends of friends, Jeff heard the details of the event. And I had done a little recon work ahead of time to find out why the USGA was doing this. And it's not necessarily that a ball rollback is imminent and, you know, there's not going to be more equipment regulation, but they're trying to get data to see what would happen and how players would react if they had to do this. And there's been a distance, kind of, you know, a peak plateau over the last couple of years that's flattened out. But it'll be interesting to see if the USGA takes this data and continues to kind of work with it and do more tests, and at some point in 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now decide maybe we'll roll back the ball for our championships.
Jack Nicklaus will be really happy.
Yeah, his 20 years of complaining would finally pay off.
No. But I like how you wrote here, the source added, they, the USGA, want to have data to present against emotional arguments.
It's really kind of a rich quote, because the original equipment manufacturers are so emotional about the USGA. They with such a passion. It's incredible.
Could you ever talk
to somebody?
Wait a minute, Ryan. You got to stop, Ryan. Did you say they? Because you cut out. It was almost like the USGA just censored you for a second.
They hate the USGA.
There you go. That would be the equipment manufacturers, not this radio show or Ryan Ballingy. They, the equipment manufacturers, hate the USGA. Okay.
I like the USGA. They're very nice to me, but the equipment manufacturers are no fan of the USGA. And I think that if you ever can kind of track down somebody from the industry in a corner and ask them, what do you think of the USGA? They could go on like a 20-minute missive about how much they hate the USGA. And that's the funny part is, it's saying emotional arguments. The manufacturers have a very emotional argument, and it's driven by a bottom line. So it's kind of interesting that they're pointing the emotional finger each way.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. Always a pleasure talking with you. It's wonderful. We have someone joining us from, you probably know, Birth Golf Death. Do you know the company?
I have a Birth Golf Death shirt in my closet.
You do? Well, then let's say good morning to the man responsible, Joseph Connick. Welcome.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. He's coming in loud and clear. So Ryan has one of your T-shirts. I have one of which one? What does your T-shirt say, Ryan?
It's the Birth Golf Death a logo shirt. It's a logo T-shirt, white T-shirt with. The logo on it and the slogan on it. It's a good shirt.
It's a good shirt. Very excellent quality. I love the quality. Some of the things I wrote to Joseph. Can I? Do people call you Joe?
Actually, Joseph.
Joseph. Okay, Joseph. I wrote to you and I said one of the shirts I can't wear.
Yep. Something
about Spank and Whitey.
I quickly learned that that's a Colorado thing.
Yeah, it's a little bit too out there for my fans. I think they kind of look at me like, what in the world is she saying? Ryan Ballingy, we need to talk more often. It goes way too. And you're doing your own show. Are you doing your own show still?
No, I do my podcast, although this year with getting married, I've kind of scaled back a little bit, but we'll be back with a vengeance more in 2011.
Okay.
And was fortunate enough to do a couple of guest radio stints on our friend Jamie Watson's show here in Baltimore, and it was a blast. First time doing your job for real. It's quite fun.
It is fun, isn't it? Yes.
It's great.
Yes, it is fun. Yes, it is. That's why I do it. And so what I've done is I've posted on Twitter as well as on my Facebook page the article about the USGA and that little test they did to see how, you know, how the players would like playing with a short-distance ball. That doesn't sound good, does it?
It doesn't for you and me, but it might work well on the tours one day, but I don't think it'll happen.
Okay. We'll talk again soon. We're going to take a break, and we're going to talk about birth, golf, death. Right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also, event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results. Summer is coming. Whether you're in an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from design to installation to preventative maintenance of your AC system so that it operates more efficiently. Alakai's world-class technicians use only quality components to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window units to chiller plants across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping Hawaii cool. When you walk into your office or get up in the morning, what's the first thing you do? Turn on your computer and check your mail. Oh no, what does that mean? The hard drive can't be located. Whether it's a PC or Mac, desktop, laptop, network, whatever your problem, call the computer doctor on Nimitz Highway next to Eagle Cafe. Bring it in or call for an on-site appointment. The computer doctor is there to get you back up and running fast. When you need service or want the right new computer, call 532-7213. The computer doctor is on call.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And we've been talking so much this morning about, you know, what and who and Corey Pavin. Why don't we take a listen to what he thinks of Tiger Woods being one of his captain picks?
Well, you know, I think a couple things have happened the last couple weeks. Obviously, he played better last week. He's working on some things that seem to be improving his game. So I was obviously pleased to see that happen last week. His comments to the press and the media are very positive. He wants to play. He wants to be on the team. Again, he's high on my list. He's certainly a big consideration, no doubt. But as I've said before, you know, everybody I'm looking at, and come September 7th, I will let you guys know who those four are going to be. But he and a lot of other guys are up on my list. And probably that list will grow in the next 3 weeks.
All right. So we'll just wait and see what he has to say when he has his decision made September 7th. We're looking at relax those wrists, birth, golf, death. You know what? I got to ask you, Joseph Koenig.
Yep.
How did you come up with this guy, your logo guy, smoking a cigar, carrying his golf bag, and walking along with his club, and he's a bit of a skeleton.
I definitely have to give that to my youth. I was a punk rocker. I was in a short-lived punk band. Got into The Cure and goth and just was always into skulls, but always an avid golfer since age 5. And I just blended the two together.
Well, you know, I kind of get what you're talking about here, and I just want to see if I do understand it. I used to work with a friend many years ago, Michael Cusang, and his goal in radio was, we were in the morning show together, and his goal was to have everybody from birth to death listening to the show. And in golf, we talk about how you can play the game from birth, well, maybe not quite, be a little bit tough, but all the way to pretty much dying. You know, you can die on the course. A lot of people we know, Gabby Patinui included, passed away on the nine hole up at Kahuku, a public course. It's beautiful to play. If you've never played it, you should. And so, is that what you're up here with, birth, golf, death?
Right. From my earliest memories, we're playing golf with my dad, and I've had him ever since, and I plan on having him until I die, and that's really where the name came up with. It's the cycle of life for a golfer. You're born, you golf, you die.
There you go. Okay. Now, your wife is a fifth-generation seamstress?
Correct.
Wow.
Yep.
That must be where the quality, I mean, the quality of your fabric. You choose the fabric?
I have to give that to her. She's my eye.
Right. And she
yep.
has the hand. She knows
yep.
how to, she feels the quality of this fabric. It's fantastic. You have different styles. I really like the fitted style. I like the one that has, and I'm not sure what this, what the inspiration was, but it's a circular design with like a paint, like pink.
The golf bags.
It's fabulous. Yeah, the golf bags in a circle. That's,
yep.
It's wonderful. I mean, but it looks like it's an art. You know, it's like a golf ball, but there's something very artistic. And all of a sudden, the word has just completely gone out of my mind. This is a certain art form, people. there's a definite way to describe this, and it's very nice. But what I like the most, I think, is the one of the golfer in the bunker. Speaking of bunkers, all morning, the golfer in the bunker. Golf is a masochist dream. What? How does that slogan go?
Oh, golf is masochism at its finest.
There you go, golf, masochism at its finest. And you can hear, you see the swing. You know, all these extreme attempts at trying to get the ball off the ground, whatever lie it happens to be on. But you're just really trying to get it off the ground. It's great. So. When do you look around the world for these kinds of slogans to put on the T-shirts?
Yeah, I usually get them when I'm watching tournaments, or you know, sometimes they just pop in my head because I'm really thinking about golf 24/7. And you know, I'll think of something and I'll put it down in my cell phone and then work on it later because I am an artist and also a poet, so I've kind of put the two together, you know. Along with that punk rock and goth influence, and it's been going great ever since.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful. The jacket cut, the windbreaker jacket, that cut
yeah.
is beautiful. It is so flattering on a woman's figure. That's the other thing about your T-shirts that are form-fitted. They have a nice collar, a neckline, but they're also fitted so that you have a sense of you know, your form rather than it just being a shirt. And I really like that. Now I'm smelling this lavender scent coming from this relax those wrists. What is this? Tell me about this wrist relaxer that you put in my bag here.
Well, again, I give that credit to my wife. You know, I'm a guy's guy. I've had a wrist pad for my keyboard, I'd say, for 10 years when I met her. And she looked at it one day and said, there's no way I'm putting my wrists on that thing. So, you know, being the artist that she is and, you know, designing pillows and things like that, she created her own. She has her own line with her company, but they're made from silk brocades. So then when I was looking at one of hers, I was like, well, I should be looking at this and I could be thinking of positive golf influences. And we put the two together, and that's how we came up with the wrist relax for BGD.
For BGD, I love
yep.
it. It's excellent, and it has such a wonderful smell. So this is for your desk, so you can relax your wrists, and I'm relaxing them right now. When you and your wife get together, do you talk about what your line is going to be for the next season? What do you come up with? How do you do that?
That's kind of on my own, where I think of new designs. But then if I'm looking at a different style shirt, I'll definitely get her opinion on it. Like the women's line that you like, she doesn't actually make the shirts. She helps me select them because there's so many choices out there.
Right. Well, that's exactly what I'm talking about. You know, the choices that when you go out, I was looking at, you know, where could I get the golf club T-shirts made? Or where can I get the golf club hats and the golf
right.
club hat? And there's so many different ones to choose from. You just don't know where to go, so she helps you with that whole process.
Right, she's my ace in the hole.
Excellent. It's so great to hear you say that. Behind every strong man is a stronger woman.
Even I'm better off. She's even stronger.
Joseph, it's been a real pleasure talking to you.
And same here, Danielle. I'm glad you enjoyed our stuff.
I absolutely do. And where can people find you?
It's www.birthgolfdeath.com. And actually right now for your listeners, today only, I'm offering 25% off and free shipping on everything.
Wow. That's an excellent deal.
All they have to do is enter coupon code RADIO25.
RADIO25?
Yep.
I'll put that out on Twitter, too, and on my Facebook page. All right.
Great.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
All right, Danielle. My first time in Hawaii, I'm going to come meet you.
Yeah, absolutely. You'll be on the show again before the holidays, too.
Oh, super.
Perfect gifts. Perfect gifts.
And by then, I'm hoping to have some children's line. We just had a baby. We have a one-year-old daughter, and she didn't me for some children's stuff, so I'm hoping to have it by the holidays.
Excellent. Excellent. Congratulations, Dad.
Thank you.
All right. We have a contest we're doing, and we're taking qualifiers for folks who are going to fly to Maui. One person we've already chosen, and now we have the second qualifier of the day. So one person is already going to Maui, so we're trying to get our second winner. And to get our winner, we're getting two qualifiers per show. Don Glatt is on the show with us right now. He was one of our Las Vegas winners, okay? So while we get our winner, our qualifier, not our winner, but our qualifier, our second qualifier, we've had our first one already. So what you need to do to win, first you have to qualify. But what you'll get if you do win, 5 nights at the Outrigger Napidi Shores, 6 days in a Hertz rent-a-car. You'll go from Oahu to Maui on Go Mokulele. You'll go from the Big Island. Hey, I want to hear from Big Island, Kauai, from Maui. Well, if you're on Maui, of course, they're not going to fly you to Maui because you're already there. But there's no reason why you couldn't have, like, a staycation on Maui, right? Okay, so call in. If you're the 18th caller, 296-5467, you qualify. All right? All right. So, Don Glatt, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi. Did you have fun in Vegas?
We had a great time. It was fantastic.
You went to the Las Vegas Hilton.
That's correct.
You also had to qualify to win. Did you think did you think you would be the one drawn?
No. You never think you're going to be that one, but, you know, sometimes you get lucky.
You know, and that's the whole point. The whole point is, You can't say, I'm not going to get drawn. You know, if there's no sense in my calling in. You never know.
So you
got to go do it. Now, look it. You had a trip for two to Vegas. Did you go play at the Las Vegas Country Club?
Well, they weren't able to get us out there this time out. They had an issue with the Las Vegas Country Club, so they set us up at Rose Ranch. And I had five of my friends along with myself, so six of us went out there and played Friday morning, last Friday, after we took the red eye. And it was a very nice course. They took care of us it was amazing. So we played there Friday, and then Sunday we played Paiute Wolf.
Yeah. Okay.
Beautiful course. That's out on the Paiute Reservation. And then Monday we played Bear's Best, which was just a tough, tough course there.
And that's the Jack Nicklaus one, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah. I hear it's a real tough course. But you played three. So what? The Las Vegas Hilton just recently went through that $100 million renovation. You stayed in a director's suite.
Oh, it was huge. Yeah, it was amazing.
Really?
Three full baths, separate bedroom, Murphy bed, roll-out bed, and we had another bed brought in. But it was just, I think it must have been at least 1,200, 1,300 square foot.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, a suite. Yeah, it was nice.
Three bathrooms?
Yeah, three full bathrooms.
Well, then you can definitely put a whole family in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we know we spent a lot of time after golf watching the PGA. Because a few of us had some money on Dustin, and we practically lost it when he got that two-stroke penalty.
Oh, you and everybody else.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like Christina Kim. She just said, I'm not going to watch anymore. I give up. Shane Bacon, I hate the rules of golf. I hate the rules of golf.
Yeah.
And at the same time, I mean, it took so much of the, you know, the wind out of the whole event. It was like it was going to be three guys in a playoff. And it was just, all of a sudden, it's like, no, it's only, it's not really fair to Martin Keimer. You know, he was playing beautifully. And he's,
yeah, came out of nowhere, actually.
Yeah, well, you know, but on the European Tour, he's been doing fabulous work, and he's won several times. And from, Pearl, from Volcano on the Big Island? Cool. This is Pearl Hill from Volcano on the Big Island is our second qualifier of the morning. We've got two girls. This is awesome. So Carolyn Zane, she's over at the swap meet here on Oahu, and Pearl Hill from Volcano on the Big Island are two qualifiers for our Maui getaway. That's awesome. Congratulations, and thank you so much for listening. So the heat, how hot was it in Vegas?
It was 105. I think the hottest day was Monday, where it was 112. One of our girls felt a little lightheaded coming up on the 18th hole. It's kind of a different heat. It's not a high UV rating heat. I mean, I don't think any of us got any real sunburn or anything like that, but it's just so dry heat, and that if you don't stay hydrated, you know, you can collapse. I mean, it was warm, but I had to use it by the end of this month, so that was the only time we could find. It was in August. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you went. I'm glad you had a good time.
Oh, it was fantastic. We didn't want to come back, but nobody won the mega bucks, so we had to come back. So.
Oh, yeah. It's darn it.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for playing, for listening to the show, and for being on the air with me this morning.
I just have one question. Are you going to have this next year? Are you going to be doing this Vegas trip every year? You should.
We should. Well, we did it for our fifth anniversary, and we did it, it was kind of like a 10th anniversary done late, you know, because everybody was having a tough time back, you know,
right.
During the, yeah, so, but with the Las Vegas Hilton and their $100 million renovation project, they wanted to celebrate, and Hawaiian Airlines, of course, was right there with the giveaway, and so it was really, really exciting. And you know, I'll talk to them. Maybe we can make it an annual thing. That would be, yeah.
That would be nice.
It certainly would be. It certainly would be. And thanks for listening to The Golf Show.
Oh, thank you.
Golf Club Radio Show appreciates your support,
all right.
Don.
Good, Daniel. Bye.
Thank you. Aloha. And speaking of support, I've got to thank all of the people who make this show possible. The Golf Club is sponsored by Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning. Yeah, you can do that applause thing, Raphael. Yeah, right on. Excellent service, expert knowledge, work, and product you can depend on. That is Alakai Mechanical for your air conditioning and plumbing needs, and they are statewide. That's Alakai Mechanical. Star Protection, get the star team on your property. Foot Patrol, building security, shopping centers, even security like at the SBS Championship. You do a big event, Star Protection. Get them on your team, or maybe you'd like to join the Star Protection. Call Star Protection. Moon Physical Therapy. Doctor recommended. I know why. I went there yesterday. Insurance approved. Whether you've been hurt in a workman, you know, in a car accident, or it's a workman's comp issue, or maybe you've just undergone a really serious operation, you need to get back on your feet again. Moon Physical Therapy. Therapy that achieves results. They're right across from the Sports Authority. Their endless pool is awesome, and boy, what a workout that is. But it doesn't feel like it. It just feels so good. Moon Physical Therapy. The Computer Doctor, whether it's a PC or a Mac, they don't mind. Desktop, laptop, network, whatever your problem is, carry it in or they'll come to you. You know, if your network is having an issue, you're not going to be able to carry that in. So the Computer Doctor is on call on Nimitz next to Eagle Cafe if you need to drop it off. So at easy parking, the Computer Doctor on call. and floors of Hawaii, located just off Dillingham and Waiakumilo, behind Taco Bell, the only company that recycles carpet, go green with Floors of Hawaii. 808golf.com, and of course, Hawaii Golf News and Travel. And Norm Gunther is putting together the Hawaii Senior Open again this year at Waikele. It's the 13th and the 14th. If you're 50 on the 12th, you get to play. Got to get your application in on the 1st of September. That's Waikele is where it's played, and it's the Hawaii Senior Open. And Norm Gunther at Hawaii Golf News and Travel is putting that all together. You can always catch us at RadioGolfClub.com. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. KTOH-FM 99.9. KONI-FM 104.7. KTUA-AM 670. KUMU-AM 1500. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
This broadcast is copyright of the Golf Club Radio Show 2010.